name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Well, I've gone through 2 weeks of Lent. We're well entered in. And in last week's gospel, we heard how Nathanael was brought to the Lord by Philip. And he was brought to him, and when he came in the presence of God, he was so struck that he said this, if I can find it. He said, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God and the King of Israel." He realized immediately that he was in the presence of God. And this is what we all desire in our heart. We want to be in the presence of God. Maybe we're not quite there now in this life, but why else would we be a Christian other than we want to be in the presence of the Lord Himself, the very Son of God? And there's three ways that this usually can happen to a person. One is the Lord comes right to a person, like St. Paul on the road to Damascus. He comes right to him, and his presence is made known right then. Same thing to the disciples when the Lord came to them in Galilee after his resurrection. Also when he walked through the wall and came to them. When he came to Mary Magdalene, his presence, he took that and put it right in front of a person. And there they are. And we know, we've heard the story of many saints, and people have had visions and dreams and such things where the Lord comes to them very strong. But then there's also the way where we are brought, just like Philip brought Nathanael into the presence of God. And the apostles themselves, after the Lord ascended, they went out and they brought people to God. Just as many missionaries, evangelists, and just all Christians have brought millions and millions of people just by going out and bringing them, either through their example, maybe through their word, maybe through their kindness. We don't know. It happens in many different ways, and they are brought to God. And then there's a third way, the way we actually hear in today's gospel, although the paralytic was brought by his friends, we could say. But it's the way of that most of us are probably called to. It's the struggle to get to God, to work to be in his presence. That we have to desire in our heart to be in the presence of God, and then we actually have to apply our will and do everything we're asked to do to be there, to get there. It's actually the first step in the spiritual life. It's called praxis. It means to work. We have to work to move, to try to have that presence of God, to attain the Holy Spirit. There's all the things, when this is what Lent is all about, we're working. And there's a lot of work. St. Paul says we're to pray unceasingly. We're also to go pray in our closet. We're to come to church, especially at this time, come more and be in more services and pray more in church. We're asked to be sober, to be vigilant, to watch over our souls. What is that we're not led astray and captured either by the enemy or by our own mind? We do a lot of physical things we're called to at this time. Prostrations, fasting. We're to beg God, we're to repent. Ask for God's mercy. And it goes on and on. There's so many things that we're called to do. And it's our duty to do that. It's our duty, just like it would be the duty of a farmer to go out and clear his field and plant and water. And just like St. Paul, oh, they're knocking at the door, as we should be doing. And the Lord will open. But it's God, of course, that gives the increase. And this is the thing. We are called. It is our duty to do all these things that are prescribed, keeping the commandments of God, the things of the church, and to really apply ourselves to this. But yet we cannot save ourselves. We're saved through grace. The Lord says, you can do nothing without me. But we do these things, just like I was saying, with the farmer that goes out. St. Paul says, actually uses that very thing. St. Paul says that I planted, Apollo watered, and the Lord gave the increase. Because we are called to apply ourselves, we must do this to the best of our ability, but yet it is only God that will allow us to come to be in his presence, ultimately come to us or make himself known unto us. We see this in today's gospel. We have the paralytic, and he's carried by his four friends, and they come to the house. The house is completely jammed. They can't get in. So what do? The paralytic really wants to get in the presence of God. They take him, they lift him up, they climb up onto the roof, they dismantle the roof, they lower him down. It's a lot of work and it's really hard. And the Lord says, and it says in there that their faith, he saw their faith, all of them, the ones that were carrying him and the paralytic. And of course we know that he forgives him his sins, heals him spiritually, and then heals him physically. They had to apply themselves. I'm a modern person of this era. I'm lazy. I'm slothful. I'm lax. I think of everything else but the Lord and wanting to be in his presence and applying myself. We can say, well, I'm weak. I can't do much. I'm just weak. Well, are we weak or are we slothful? The prayer of St. Ephraim says, it's the first thing, give me not a spirit of sloth. Are we slothful? But maybe also we're weak. We could have physical things wrong with us. We get older. We can't do what we can. When we're weak, and we just can't do it, we still can have the desire. We need to really have the desire to be, again, in the presence of God. That paralytic, he couldn't walk, he couldn't move, he couldn't do anything, but somehow he convinced his friends to carry him and get him up on the roof because he had the desire. If we're weak and we can't, why don't we call upon our friends to help us? Call upon the Mother of God. Most Holy Theotokos, save me. Call upon your patron saint, Saint Seraphim. Pray to God for me. Help me. Pray to your guardian angel to give you strength. Have your friends pray for you. But we must not make excuses and try to do what we can. There was a monk I knew one time that said, Every day, and this especially applies towards Lent, do what you can and a little bit more. And every day a little more. So we're always applying ourselves and slightly forcing ourselves to do a little more. Through this, then we can be slowly drawn to God. And God sees, he knows. Like we said, knock, the door will be opened. You know, the Lord is almighty and all-powerful, all-merciful and all-loving. St. Paul, in the first reading from today, from Hebrews, he says this: therefore ought we more earnestly to observe the things that we have heard, lest perhaps we drift away. Earnest. We have to have earnestness. We have to have soberness. We have to have desire. Take these things and offer them up to God. Call down the saints to help. And we too will move forward. And hopefully, even as coming up in Holy Week and in Pascha, we will start to become and gather into ourselves that which we desire, the very presence of God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.